Hello and welcome to Behind the Headlines, a place where we take a bit of a longer look at those stories that have been in our bulletins today and those stories that our reporters have been covering out and about across the country too. And we start with a really lovely one, because who doesn't love this man? And 100 years ago tomorrow, the conservationist and broadcaster Sir David Attenborough was born. To celebrate, we went back to where his broadcasting career began, at the London Zoo. Our senior reporter Claire Bode has more.
In 1954, a young conservationist took to our screens for the first time here at the London Zoo. Decades later, the home of the Komodo dragons, first brought to our screens by Sir David Attenborough, is named after him and he still regularly visits. One worker at the zoo who's had the pleasure to speak to Sir David is Holly.
I think at one point I asked him what his favourite animal was, which is such a dumb question to ask such an icon.
What was his answer?
He said he thinks that all of nature is incredible and it's usually the animal he has seen most recently. And we had just taken him to meet a baby anteater. So he said today it is an anteater.
Well, after a lifetime dedicated to protecting animals, the staff here at the London Zoo have one simple message.
Happy birthday, David Attenborough.
Happy birthday, Sir David Attenborough.
Happy birthday, Sir David Attenborough. It's 100, it's amazing.
I actually can't believe that he's 100, it's just mad to me. Well, next, and the UK's largest domestic abuse charity is warning of a domestic homicide epidemic. It follows the death of a woman at her home in Bristol. 35-year-old Jo Shaw died alongside her ex-partner in a grenade explosion, with the major incident now being investigated as a homicide by police. Our reporter Jessica Payne caught up with Alice Russell-Harris from Refuge.
Just looking at the statistics, this is unfortunately all too common in the UK.
We are facing epidemic levels of domestic abuse and homicide. Just last week, the National Police Chiefs Council published a report highlighting that 347 deaths that were linked to domestic abuse in the year ending March 2025. And while we know that domestic abuse can affect anyone, the majority of these deaths were women.
As a reporter, anyone who watches, listens to the news, constantly hearing these stories, like we heard last weekend, we don't want it to become normalised. So what do we need to do to change the trend?
It is a very difficult thing to be reading and to be seeing that happen so regularly in our society. The positive is that the government has committed to halving violence against women and girls by 2034. And in December, it published its strategy to do this. There was a lot to welcome within the strategy. There is still a lot more that we need to see the detail and the impact of, and the prevalence of domestic homicide that we're being seen in these reports and these stories really underscores the urgent need for the government to take bold, decisive action to deliver on this commitment. And tackling the domestic abuse epidemic that we're seeing really demands a whole society approach, which includes effective prevention, long-term support for survivors, and meaningful action to hold perpetrators to account.
Amazon's first ever delivery drones have taken off, promising parcels in under 2 hours. Our reporter Mickey Welch is in the northeast, where the trial's happening.
Is it a bird? Is it a plane? Is it Superman? Nah, it's your emergency pack of loo roll, arriving by drone. Amazon's first ever airborne delivery service has hit the skies above Darlington. They're promising parcels at your doorstep in under 2 hours. The flying robots can dodge trampolines, washing lanes and garden furniture before dropping your order from 12 feet up. Customers across County Durham are already ordering everything from chocolates to tape measures just because they can. Tees Valley Mayor Ben Houchin's on cloud nine about as high as the drones.
It's going to create jobs. It's going to bring investment. It puts us on the map in a different way. And it's really exciting to see Amazon deliver this technology right here.
Well, Amazon says it's the future of shopping. They're doing 100 of these flights per day as part of this trial, but not everyone is happy. Michael Harvey is the manager of Darlington Markets.
It's undeniable that retail on the high street is still a struggle, but we're hoping we can turn that around. It's a double-sided sword, really. It's quite exciting that something like that is starting in Darlington. But this is sort of nationwide, worldwide, really. We're in this sort of strange position where we're having to think about how we repurpose our high streets. What do we use them for? You know, maybe retail isn't the future, and we're still finding our footing on that.
Well, if the trial goes okay, the drone deliveries could head out nationwide. Welcome to the future. Just mind your head.
next, and a Glasgow gran who spent years thinking she had dementia, when really it was a cyst on the brain, is speaking out exclusively in the hope of helping others. Christine Furness started suffering with memory loss and speech problems before doctors eventually found the benign growth and were able to remove it. Her case is now being studied to make sure lessons are learned. Our reporter Liv Thompson sat down with the 78-year-old and her daughter Emma 2 years on from the surgery that gave Christine her life back.
I became more than what I used to be. I talked more than I did because I kind of stopped speaking, didn't I? And I just, well, honestly, I feel so much different.
Mm-hmm. Like kind of back to yourself,
mm-hmm.
almost.
It's been a wonderful release for me since it all happened.
So that had been after a couple of years mm-hmm. of...
Two or three years kind of... after it all started.
Okay. I mean, it's such a long process as mm-hmm. well, because that's obviously 5 years ago. I mean, what kind of impact did that have on you guys?
Yeah, watching her changing, just her attitude, her personality, it was heartbreaking because we didn't know what it was. Like, you could see it. We were pretty much, yeah, this is the road to dementia or Alzheimer's, based on her symptoms and based on her cognitive results. The impact of that is horrible because yeah. you just... The beginning of the end, that's what you kind of feel. If they knew what they know now, my mum could have had the cyst recognised at the start and potentially checked over.
And I went through that 3 year of fog.
A lot of people have it and it doesn't do anything. So until they go and get some kind of MRI or some kind of scan on their brain, they're not even aware they've got it.
It was because of that that I became the way I did. So there may be other people that they can help and make a big difference to them. I've got great feeling that, okay, I suffered, but by God, I came through it, and maybe other people would come through to the same thing.
Now, a York campaigner says a law designed to support children who've been sexually abused is now within reach. Kev Curran's been calling for Declan's Law in memory of his 13-year-old brother who took his own life in the mid-90s. Our reporter Cathy Green has more.
Declan was just a little boy when he was sexually assaulted, but was told he couldn't have counselling in case it prejudiced the upcoming trial. Kev says they always knew he was badly let down.
There was something just not right about that, that somehow you've got to choose between justice and support. They should go hand in hand. And a child's been through something so traumatic and so difficult to deal with. They need support immediately. You can't make them wait.
But now new rules in the Victims Code look to guarantee children access to therapeutic services whenever they need them.
I almost can't believe it. It tears me up because I'm so emotional about it. It's like a lifelong journey. And I think if I can get that into law and it's there in the Victims Code, I'm going to feel like I've lived my purpose and I've achieved my purpose in life. I just want to push that last bit and get it over the line and make sure that it's in law so that it protects all future victims, so that Declan's death wasn't in vain, and it's going to lead to something really amazingly good.
He says after decades of campaigning, he's hopeful the change will mean no other victim ever has to suffer in silence again.
And a big night for football fans in the Midlands today. It's a big night for Aston Villa and Nottingham Forest, as they both are just one game away from the Europa League final as they face each other. Our reporter Nadia Ferraris is at Villa Park and has been speaking to fans from both sides.
I'm at a packed pub in Aston for tonight's Europa League semi-final, second leg between Forest and Aston Villa. Here's how fans are feeling.
Aston Villa are going to win 3-1.
I'll say 2-1 and win on penalties.
Do you think you can recover from the first leg?
100%, but we got to start well.
I'm very proud that we've made it to the semi-finals.
Excited, because I think we're going to win.
I think we've got it, definitely.
Well, for more on these stories, head to the news pages of our website or check out our social media channels. And make sure you come back again tomorrow when we'll continue to take you behind the headlines.